Now, from our KSRM studios on K Beach Road, this is This Week on the Kenai, where the KSRM News Department recaps the largest issues from the week that was. With the top stories from Monday, here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
Alaska Senator Dan Sullivan, a member of the Senate Armed Services Committee, spoke with Charles Payne on the Fox News Channel Saturday morning about the ongoing situation in Afghanistan following the Biden administration's withdrawal of U.S. forces and personnel. Sullivan called on President Biden to level with the American people about his responsibility for the unraveling situation in Afghanistan to ensure U.S. veterans of Afghanistan and their families that their sacrifices were not in vain, and to authorize the U.S. military to go get every American citizen currently trapped behind Taliban-controlled lines.
We're seeing these incredible, heart-wrenching, frustrating scenes in Afghanistan, and then the president speaks to the American people, and he's disconnected from reality. You know, he says the buck stops here with him, and yet he blames everybody but himself. He says the buck stops here, and he won't make the most important decision he needs to make now, which is to authorize his military to go, our military, to go rescue Americans held behind Taliban lines. And finally, Charles, he says the buck stops with him, and yet he won't level with the American people that his actions clearly have made Afghanistan once again the epicenter for global terrorism in the world.
Sullivan also said
he's got one responsibility, period, right now, and that is to make sure we bring every American citizen who is in Afghanistan home safely. And what this is going to clearly require, Charles, is for the president to authorize our military to go get these citizens.
Sullivan took to Twitter to say that it's humiliating that NATO allies are reportedly rescuing their citizens behind Taliban lines, but the U.S. isn't, stating that we have the finest military in the world that's trained for these types of missions, but says the president doesn't have the will. Three-time Super Bowl winner Mark Schlereth, originally from Anchorage, promoted the importance of getting vaccinated against COVID-19 Saturday at the Alaska State Fair. Schlereth originally had concerns about the vaccine, but his views changed over the last few months. He told Alaska's news source,
"It's important to me because my mother's battling cancer right now. I want to spend as much time as I could with her, and I wanted her to be as protected as possible."
Schlereth lost a close friend to the virus earlier in August. He said that person did not get vaccinated before his death. That has since strengthened his resolve to get more people vaccinated.
"To me, it's a responsibility to everybody that you're around, not only your own family, but, you know, people across our nation. If we're going to be and heal together, we have to do it, you know, we have to do what's for the greatest good."
Schlereth appeared at the fair tent where the Alaska Department of Health and Social Services and the Mattsu Health Foundation have tag teams to offer free vaccinations. DHSS Commissioner Adam Crum was in attendance. He said,
"What we are seeing is that the folks that are in the hospital, the vast majority of them are unvaccinated."
The Alaska Department of Health and Social Services reports that 59.7% of Alaskans age 12 and older have received at least their first dose of the vaccine, 53.7% of Alaskans 12 and older have been fully vaccinated, and 45.7% of the Kenai Peninsula region are considered fully vaccinated. Audio courtesy of Alaska's news source. Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.